Hello.
Hello, welcome to Summer Camp Radio.
Woo-hoo.
I wonder if everyone can hear us. Do you know, historically, Louise, most people can't actually hear us on the first night. So all this hard work we put into it, people can't actually hear.
If you can, give us a shout out your door.
Please make known to the world that you can hear the radio show. Otherwise, it's just Louise and us talking to ourselves. And that's probably not a very good thing.
That's kind of fun, though.
I think at that point. Just you and I, just having a conversation. It's just us here, Louise.
Great.
So as you know, you may have learnt from the session, my name is Ash.
I'm Louise.
And we are here to bring you PYB Radio for four joyous nights this year. There isn't actually a radio show on New Year's. There's so much happening. Callum's got a really fun activity set planned for you. So four nights of PYB Radio. So anything you want to say, any shout outs to go in the box, remembering any lolly jar guesses, everything needs to be happening in these 4 days.
Yeah.
Speaking of shout out, we have not one but two ways to give shout. Oh, actually three. You can give it IRL. That's cute. That's cool
that
hip talk for in real life. I've been told. I've been learning lots of cool hip words from my study group tonight. You can tell us in real life. You can put it in the suggestions box, which we recommend, or
you can text it to us.
Ooh, texting.
Woo. Our number is 0434-198-156.
What was that again, Louise?
I will repeat. 0434-198-156. Text us anything you like. Tell us that we're cool.
Good.
That we sound great.
Yeah, that's
or
good.
Or anything you'd like to say.
Just so you can hear us. If someone can text us and say they can, in fact, hear us. Oh, I can hear it in my headphones, which makes me think we are probably going to be hearing it. So if anyone can text in on that number, 0434-198-156. Just to let us know that, yes, you can hear us, and it's not just Lou and I having a conversation with ourselves.
It's being recorded.
That would be amazing. Oh, it's being recorded, so you can hear this after camp for fun, but maybe not necessarily on camp. Oh, people keep running into the room, but no one's giving us a sign that we're actually being
played. You actually couldn't care less.
The there. Yeah, sorry, everyone. We're just doing a radio show. That's fine. See you. Yeah, have a good night. See you. Bye. Well, we'll just assume that we're on. We'll assume that we're on and hope that everybody can hear us in their dorms. I hope all the leaders got the radios going. You obviously know the frequency for listening to us. That's good. But we'll make sure that tomorrow we'll have lots of signs up as well for the frequency of the radio show, which is 95.6 PYB Radio with Ash and Luke.
Good.
So what have we done so far today? There's been dinner.
Very good.
We got to know our study group, so I hope everyone had a really great time getting to know the other people they'll be spending a lot of time with, which is cool, and their study leaders. I think we've got six studies, so you'll be spending six rolls of time with them. Fantastic. And you'll get to meet your activity groups tomorrow, which is amazing. And you're in your dorms now, so probably getting to know your dorm leaders, unless
we're not.
Of course they're on the radio show. Shout out to Cabin 12, where I am absent from.
I think I'm 13. I've walked into the wrong cabin about four times today.
I did almost walk into your cabin.
Either 12, 13, 14, 15, you guys all rock.
You're 13. Louise is 13.
Great.
So shout out to those girls. 13. Sorry we're not there to see you right now.
I've just been told to repeat the phone number by an anonymous source called Callum. So our number is 0434-198-156. Text us anything, mainly that you can actually hear us. That would be great.
Thank
you. So that is 0434-198-156.
Very good. So start texting in. I'm letting us know that there is life out there, that you can hear us, that our voices are gracing your ears in your dorms as you're getting ready for bed. Now, that is part of the point of the radio show. It's not just to have lots of fun and lols and fails, etc. You're welcome for the But it's as you're getting ready for bed. So hopefully you're all having showers, brushing your teeth, putting your pajamas on, getting ready to hop into bed so you get a great night's sleep so we can get going tomorrow, because camp is long.
Agreed.
There's a lot of days, so you'll need a lot of sleep so you can get through a lot of days. Yes. Very good. Still no text, no signs of life. Can anybody hear us out there? No? Okay, we've just had a no. There's no hearing.
Great.
Really sad so far. There's just dead air in people's rooms, and no one can hear us. And now everyone who's in the sessions room right now just thinks that we're
crazy. Woo, we can be heard!
Crazy. Yes!
Yeah. You can hear us? Is that super quiet?
It's just everyone thinks it's 0.06.
Oh, everyone thinks it's 0.06?
I don't think that exists.
We're not a decimal.
That's not a real number.
That's no. 0.6 FM. I would happily take
lame.
That. No. So we're 95.6.
Signal's pretty high now.
Please tune your frequency to 95.6.
It's
you can.
To hear.
Yes. Good. Nice socks. Love it.
So love someone, wear Clark.
Someone can hear us. That's two cabins. That's two lots of guys' cabins that can hear us. This is amazing.
Girls, we'd love to hear some noise from you.
Welcome, everyone. What's happening?
Yeah.
There's a text that's come in. What is the text?
It's from Brad, your brother.
Good. Thank you. So far, both of our text people are my brothers.
Yeah. We've got a great fan base.
Yes, good fan base.
Yes, but barely.
It really is only
but barely.
Audible.
Oh my goodness, we're so loud.
Get Ryan to turn you both up a bit more if we can.
Ryan, can you turn us? I feel like Ryan needs a mic as well. Can you please turn us up so that everybody can hear us?
Jack,
oh wow,
Ryan.
That's good in my ear. I can hear myself talking now.
I could tell me that.
As opposed to normal, that hearing myself talk. That's good.
Thanks, Brad, for the constructive.
Can everybody hear us out the front speaker? Yes. Thumbs up. No.
No, just be music.
Just. Oh, okay. That's yep. Oh, nope. Sorry. That's irrelevant. Doesn't matter. Okay. Well, we're good so far. We've got some positive comments, so we will soldier on with more of the radio show. So if you didn't hear, I'm Ash, this is Lou. We're on the radio show, 95.6 FM. We're here for four nights. We're going to have lots of stuff for you. There's a suggestions box. We're going to have special guests.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God,
special guests.
Yeah, we're going to have some good ones.
We're going to have Throwback Thursday.
Yeah, love
it.
That's good.
There's a small bit of R&B Friday. We're going to have a few kind of competition-y things as well. There'll be a really cool interview later in the week with one of the guys from Youth Metro. Yeah, which would be amazing. But there's a text number. So if you can hear us, please feel free to text into our text number, which is
0434-198-156.
We are waiting for your text messages to tell us that you are hearing us. And
in the meantime, I do have some old school shout outs.
Oh, good.
On
paper
the old
shout outs.
Pigeon mail. Is that what it's called?
Pigeon mail.
Is that what it's called?
It's me. Snail mail.
Snail
I saw
mail.
Some snails before. We'll go with snail. Snail's good.
Oh.
That sounds magical. People are.
Cabin 9 is in.
Oh, very good. People
love
can
it.
Hear us. Thank you, Cabin 9.
Thanks, Cabin 9. All
Thank
right.
You.
Here's a little poem. Once upon a time, there was a girl. Her name was Brooklyn, and she loved her phone way too much that she didn't even hang with her friend Lily. Lily got so fed up and said, your lighting is better than your future. She got upset, thought about it, and said, I haven't been in God's happy spirit lately. Okay, that was it.
Thank you for that. I don't know if it was a riddle, but thank you for putting something in the box. We appreciate that. Very good.
Here's another one.
Another one.
One fine day, in the middle of the night, two dead men got up to fight back to back. They faced each other, drew the swords, and shot each other. Nathaniel. Is that Nathaniel from my study group? Because we did play Bang before, so it could be.
Yeah, that was really violent. I heard a lot of, from my study group, a lot of violent things, like fingers getting chopped off and scars.
Oh.
And it was dire. It was dire. So thanks for those. That's probably slightly darker than what we were going for. Nicely rhyming poems about Louise or I would be great.
That'd be nice.
We enjoy those a lot. Just quickly to jump in, leaders, please remember there's a leaders meeting at 7 a.m. in the sessions room. That's from your friendly community, Kirsten, the lady with a huge pail of lollipops. So many lollies. Yeah, thanks,
Brad says, loud and clear now. Shout out to Cabin 8.
Oh, very good.
Emily Venning sent me a love heart. That was nice.
Oh, that's nice.
We'd love more stuff like that.
Yeah, please do. We are ready to take your messages. Well, Louise, I know it's still the first day of camp, but I still think that there's probably something we can talk about, so maybe we should do a bit of this.
Hello, my name is Louise Goswell, and welcome to PYB News. Today, what is making news? In the cricket, Pakistan is day two. Pakistan is 6 for 310 after two rain interrupted days. We are still mourning the death of George Michael. RIP. That is still sad. For those the Bachelor and Bachelorette fans out there, like myself,
yeah, me too,
Sam
me too.
And Sasha, Sam and Sasha have broken up after 18 months apart. Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah, there's people.
Yep.
There's gasps.
There's
year.
Yeah,
that's
shock.
That was my reaction 20 minutes ago when Louise told me as well. Devastated.
We're devastated.
Devo.
So
about that.
Also RIP to Sam and Sash.
Yep. Distance, it's a hard thing. You know, what
just
can you do?
A shout out to our chefs, because dessert was awesome.
Shout out to our chefs. The food was really good.
The public opinion that lunch dinner was a bit spicy.
Ooh.
And then my main news of the day, is he in here? Sharif McCarr stole every single game we played. In the study groups, we'd play it, and then Sharif would play it,
Sharif
and everyone in our group noticed it. So
what is that?
Just a little. That's our news for the day.
Game stealing.
Oh, Sharif. In weather, it is currently 21.1 degrees. Tomorrow is going to be 33 degrees. Possible shower. High chance of shower in the morning and afternoon. Mm-hmm. And humidity is currently 93%.
I think so. Humidity is currently 1,000,000%, Louise.
Yeah, so that's like deodorant weather. So just be PSA, I'm keen on your deodorant.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
humid out there.
Thank you, everyone. Shower and wear deodorant. Just for the good of everybody. It's for everyone's good. So feel free to.
I'm being told dinner wasn't spicy.
Oh, dinner wasn't spicy. It wasn't. So by public opinion, you mean Louise's opinion.
Okay, and Joy Nashin. Well,
okay, there you go. That's true. That's true. I thought it was delicious. I had the vegetarian food. It was amazing. So thank you, cooks.
Yeah, yes. Well done.
We really appreciate that. Well, we haven't had that many SMS shout-outs, so what we might do is go to a bit of a cheeky song.
Love it.
So we love some tunes on the radio show, so you can get back to brushing your teeth, putting your pajamas on, so you can quickly go and jump into bed and listen to the rest of the show. So this song is a bit of it's an uplifting one, which we like. It's called Call On Me. It's by Starly, so I hope that you enjoy it. Welcome back to PYB Radio. You're with Ash and Lou, and we are on your radio right now. Hopefully more people can hear us. Maybe in the time of that song, more people have worked out how to tune their radio show, their radios to our radio show, which is 95.6. I keep staring at the little thing over there, which...
Not 0.6. As some people thought it was.
That's not real life. That's not a real frequency. So just quickly again, what is the SMS number, Louise?
It is 0434-198-156.
Please text in with shout outs, with things you'd like to say to us, special comments, what you thought was news of the day. If there's anything that happened that managed to escape us seeing or hearing about it, please feel free to do that. So just quickly, Kevin the Koala, Louise. Please, I'm feeling really out of touch this camp because I am 100
years
old.
How did you not hear it?
What is Kevin the Koala?
In the camp rules by the camp staff, they mentioned a fellow, a koala called Kevin who lives around here. He likes to...
Is this a person or an animal?
No, it's a koala.
It's an actual koala.
It's an actual koala.
Yeah, okay.
The way they're talking about it, it feels like it is a person. Because Kevin loves to go for a walk. Kevin loves to... he's a bit standoffish, so we were told not to get too close.
Fair enough.
Kevin
was here first, so Kevin can... Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah, Kevin was here first.
If anyone sees Kevin, not... Kevin of the music team, Kevin. Please note, Kevin the koala, not Kevin the human.
Kevin can be a bit standoffish early in the morning, though, so they are quite similar.
We love you, Kevin. You did a great job. Thanks for the music team. It was really, really great tonight. Thank you, guys. But if you see Kevin the koala, text us in that as well. If you could send us a picture,
my goodness,
that would be wonderful. That would be glorious.
And hashtag PYBSummerCamp16, and that could end up on
perfect
the sessions. PowerPoint.
Yeah, we'd love to see that. So send it to us first and then post it because we need to hear everything first. We've got our finger on the pulse, you see. So we need you to help us with that. So text it to the radio show. We would love to know about that and about Kevin as well.
Kevin the koala.
Not the person. If you send us pictures of Kevin Yon, we don't want those pictures. We're sorry, Kevin. I think we've already done this to you. We're so sorry, Kevin. Don't send us pictures of Kevin Yon. Okay. What are we going to talk about now? Ourselves.
Ourselves.
Our favourite topic. No one knows us better than we know ourselves.
Yes.
Possibly each other. Louise and I have known each other a long time, and I live with Louise's sister as well. So we know a little bit about each other, but we want you to know a little bit more about us. So maybe you'll be a bit more comfortable coming to look at the lolly jar or to come and talk to us about stuff you want to talk about on the radio. So we thought we'd just ask each other a few questions just to kind of get the ball rolling on that. So I will start, and I'll ask Louise.
Okay.
Louise, are you ready?
I'm ready.
That was the first question you passed.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, why did you put the apostrophe in? Okay,
a line per question.
What is your favourite cartoon?
My favourite cartoon, I've also said this on the Vox Pop, which I think is airing tomorrow, but I'm just going to...
on the Vox Pop? My feelings. Okay, sorry.
George and Martha.
Oh, so, yep. Classic.
Catherine and I watched it when we were kids. They were two hippos called George and Martha, and they were brother and sister.
Yeah.
And they were just awesome. They were so funny. They were classic, and they had really classic friends.
I'm getting some nods in the studio.
Yeah.
Yep. This is a thing that people know. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Good. Okay.
And they just had some lols.
Oh. I know about this, but I never watched it because, again, I'm old. That's very good. I don't have the thing. It's Callum.
No,
you come sing
it. We were like children. Like, Catherine and I were kids when we watched that.
Well, Catherine's only 2 years younger than me, so okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Anyway, so George and Martha. Very great, great choice.
Yes.
Solid choice. Okay. How many PYB camps have you been on?
My first camp was a junior camp in 2008. It was grand final camp, and Brad, your brother, was my study leader.
Oh, there you go.
Shout out, Brad.
We've come full circle.
Look at us now.
Yeah, look at us all now. Wonderful.
So pretty much I've been on like at least two camps since then. So
this is Louise's fourth camp. Welcome,
two camps per year since 2008.
Year.
So that's
Goodness me, that's a lot. Well,
that's like 16.
That's many.
Except for GastroCamp. I was not on GastroCamp. So let's say 15 camps.
Wow, GastroCamp. I think this generation of PIVs, it's almost been phased out the knowledge of GastroCamp. But maybe we should all just repress that because I've heard some tales.
Yeah,
there's some survivors of GastroCamp. So this is why everyone, another public service announcement, please make sure that you're sanitizing and using proper hygiene in your rooms. We don't want anyone getting sick and having to go home because you've come all this way and you would miss a lot of radio show if you went home as well.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
That'd be sad.
We need as many listeners as we can get. Okay, Louise, next. What is your favourite memory of me / us together?
Ooh. Well. You're probably going to say it, but I'm going to steal it. Actually, I've got two.
Oh, you got two?
That's good. The first one is when Ash turned up at my house with a present for me, and it was a Big Time Rush t-shirt. Now, if anyone doesn't know Big Time Rush...
Probably no one knows Big Time Rush.
Yeah, but you should, because they're really awesome. They've broken up now, though, so...
Sad times.
That's sad. Yeah. But they're an American boy band, and they had a Nickelodeon show called Big Time Rush, mm-hmm. and they were really funny, and she got me a t-shirt when she was in America, so that was pretty cool.
Don't do that one, because it's probably mine.
Okay, I'll leave it with you. Thank you.
And finally, there's two more. What do you do in your day-to-day job when you're not moonlighting as a radio show presenter?
In my real life, I work for Schnitz. Anyone who does not know what Schnitz is, you should. Because we're awesome.
Good, great chips.
Great chips. So we're a Schnitzel wrap and roll joint. I work in their head office as a legal assistant.
Very good. That sounds very official. Yeah. And what are you most excited about camp?
I've also said this in the Vox Pop, I'm going to say it again. The talks, 100%. Like, they just sound incredible when we did them on training day. And today was awesome.
Is Jared in here?
Fantastic. Oh, he's probably off tending to his children. Thank you, Jared.
Thanks, Jared. You rocked it today.
Thank you so much. Again, our SMS number, by the way, I'll just quickly interject, 0434-198-156. Please text us. Thank you.
All right, Ash, what's your favourite cartoon?
My favourite cartoon? I don't want to give away my New Year's costume, but no one really knows it, but I really enjoyed one called Angry Beavers. Now, I don't think anybody would know this, possibly other than Callum, who's given me rings, but it was very great, so everyone probably doesn't know that. I'm really excited. My activity group is called the Rugrats, and I really enjoyed watching Rugrats growing up as well, but there's lots of old kind of shows that I watch that no one really knows. So, fun fact, the radio show theme I did not create on my own, did not compose or orchestrate anything like that. I rewrote the words to the classic DuckTales theme song. Most people won't know. You might have heard of Huey, Dewey and Louie.
Yeah.
They're three cartoon ducks. They're related to that show, and that's something I used to come home and watch after school back in the day, back when there was dinosaurs, because that's how old I am. Yes.
So similar to my activity group is the Flintstones.
They're the classic.
And they actually have a pet dinosaur, so that's similar to Ash's time period.
Oh, thanks. that was swift and I did not see that coming. Okay, thank you, Louise.
Kidding.
Next question.
How many camps have you been on?
How many camps have I been on? Goodness me. Not as many as you have, I wouldn't say. The first one I ever went on was a senior camp, I think, which was way back in the day when I first was in uni. I've been on quite a few summer camps, but like five or six. Couple of regionals, couple of senior camps, so yeah, kind of the gamut. Yeah, nice. Good times. Thanks, POV.
What's your favourite memory? Of me.
Let me cast my mind back. No. So it was last year that Lou and I were both overseas at the same time. So we spent a fun day in London. We ate giant Nutella-filled donuts, which was wonderful. Walked up and down, was it Oxford Street?
Yeah.
In the middle of London, looking in shops and finding Wi-Fi where we could and sending pictures to people. So that was really, really fun.
And not being able to afford anything.
Oh, goodness me, no. There was no buying anything in London. But
great
times.
For those jam donuts.
Yeah.
What do you do in your life?
In my life?
Outside of this.
I work in admin for a shed company.
Woohoo.
So exciting. And fun fact, our office is actually in a train carriage. So I work in Collingwood in Melbourne, and there's a building that has a burger place called Easy's. And next to Easy's, so Easy's is like this tall building, and on top of there's three train carriages. Yeah. So my office is in the middle train, so it's actually in the carriage.
How does that work?
It's crazy. We've got a lift that goes all the way up to our level.
Like,
so
is it?
I can show you pictures if anyone wants to see. Yeah, it's totally safe. Yeah, it's cool. We get amazing views of the city in Collingwood. So in a train carriage.
Are you like sitting on like a seat that was also sat on by millions of other people?
Not so much. But we do have, the door to the bathroom is like a sliding black train door. It's very cool. So I've got photos. If anyone wants to see them, I can show you some photos of the train.
I would love that.
Very cool.
And what are you most excited about for camp?
I really like being in study groups. I'm looking forward to getting to know everyone. There's lots of faces at camp I've never seen before. There's so many people I haven't met. So if you're around and you see me, please come and say hi. I would love to get to know more about you. But yeah, I'm really excited for Jared's talks as well. I really liked the one tonight. And all the rabbit references. Thanks, Jared. That was great. So, moving on. Now we've learned about each other, which we already
hopefully you know more about
yeah.
us.
Yeah, feel free to, again, to come and ask us questions.
Also send
Also send us SMSs 0434198156. I don't know what everyone's reception's like. I think I'm on roaming, so that's a bit dire.
Right. I'm now. On 3 bars.
Oh,
so
you're
I'm
going okay.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
The PYB friend's actually on roaming.
Oh, there you go.
So that's interesting.
Well, hopefully we're still getting some messages and stuff. But what we might do is we might throw to a quick song. We'll come back. We'll kind of wrap everything up, and then everyone can get going to sleep because we need that for tomorrow. So I spoke about DuckTales just before. I think it's only fitting that everyone hears the original from back in the day. So this is a throwback to my childhood. Callum's grinning a lot. You're welcome for having a cool older sibling. So we might play the DuckTales theme song. Please enjoy. Welcome back to PYB Radio. I hope you enjoyed that throwback from my childhood slash youth. Louise, it's so good. By the end of camp, you should know that just from the opening themes. But we might just really quickly before we're running out of time. This has gone so fast. Time flies when you're having fun. We might just do a bit of this. You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down, throw my head back and down. Do some SMS shout-outs.
All right. We've got a few. We've got one shout-out to Youth Metro, smiley face. Not sure who that's from, but we've got a few Youth Metro people in the room.
Thank you.
The live audience.
Thank you.
What else have we got? Stephen has told me that dinner was a little spicy. Thanks for backing me up, Stephen.
Feedback, good. We like it.
Dean Carroll says, I hear you in the motel area. Chaplain Dean. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you.
Glad
Chaplain
to be here.
Dean, thank you so much.
Brad thinks that we picked on him in the radio show. We did not.
We did not.
We actually said really kind things about you, Brad. Someone has texted in asking, also saying dinner wasn't spicy. Thank you, whoever you are.
Good.
And has also asked how old Ash is.
Ooh, that's a mystery.
We're not going to say, but you can put your guesses into the suggestion box and we'll let you know if you're correct.
And people who already know, please don't tell other people. This is one of my favourite games to play.
I actually don't think I know. Oh, I might actually.
Okay, that's
I'm not confident.
You should put a suggestion in the box and we'll see if you're right. We'll see how close you are.
Anything else from the snail mail?
The
pigeon mail. Someone says to tell Zach I said hi. So Zach Grace, that's
someone,
a shout out to
someone
you.
Someone says hi. We don't know who.
Ethan Odden said Beck did the rules and enjoyed it. Beck did enjoy doing the rules video, I'm sure.
They were great. Thanks, Beck.
Yeah, they were really good.
Obey those
and
rules.
That's all I've got.
Oh, that's all you've got. Well, announcement, because our time really is running out and Kirsten's over there next to the clock and I'm worried. So, yes, announcements for tomorrow. What are some things we need to tell people?
If you are in the Flintstones, which is my activity group with Leonard, we are on breakfast duty. You don't need to turn up early, just turn up to breakfast, but we will need to help out after that. Leonard, I'm not sure if you're aware we're on breakfast duty, so Leonard,
someone,
we're on duty.
Please tell Leonard. Someone make sure that you tell Leonard to be there. Thank you. So, yeah, you're on what team is that?
Flintstones.
The Flintstones. Great cartoon, great team. Well done.
Great
I'm sure you'll bond together tomorrow in activities when we have some activities.
Great.
Again, there's a leaders meeting at 7 a.m. in the session rooms. That's where we currently are. 7 a.m. is very early. Thanks, Kirsten. But we will be fresh and ready to go. Yay!
Hopefully, our
dulcet
tones will send you all asleep.
Yes. It'll be great. And then after that, for everybody, there is a prayer meeting. Where is that? That is also in the sessions room. So, following the leaders meeting, at 7:30, there is a prayer meeting in the sessions room, so everyone is free to come to that. Ryan's just handed me something that's very official. Oh, the weather! We'll rehash. So it's going to be hot with a possible shower, so much like today, but there may be a bit more sun. So make sure that you have your t-shirts ready, your closed-toed shoes as well. Hats and drink bottles, these are all very important things and will be enforced.
Yes, and sunscreen. I got a bit pink today on my face, It was cloudy. UV still works. Even though it's cloudy.
Yeah.
So wear your sunscreen.
Good. So make sure you use flip-flops, see first aid if you need to. Also, if you're feeling unwell, just remember that first aid are up in the motels. And this is really... So I'm just trying to think. When you all registered, when you either saw us at the payments table or you saw Jess and Em at the registration table, up near there are blue motels. The girls are in room 1 and the guys are in room 3. People are making all kinds of fingers. What? The boys are in room 5. The girls are in room 3. Odd numbers. 3 and 5. So if you feel sick in the middle of the night, make sure you tell your leader. They can Yeah, they can help you out. They can call first aid and get them down. So don't hesitate to speak to your leader or first aid if you're feeling unwell, because you don't want anyone sick on camp. Really quickly as well, there are workshop sign-up sheets in the sessions room too, with lots of exclamation points for Wednesday and Thursday. There's 5 different ones. Make sure you pick a different one for each day. There's a bunch of different ones with different topics. And, Scott's being silly. I can see lots of names so far, so thank you so much for everyone who has signed up. Make sure you do sign up. They aren't optional. You will have to attend one of them, so you may as well go to the ones you want to go and listen to. They're run by a bunch of really top people, so I'm pretty excited to be heading along to them. So make sure that's in the sessions room on the whiteboard. As you kind of walk in, you'll see it. Wednesday, Thursday, pop your name down for one of the workshops. Fantastic. Very good. So we might just round out the night, because our time is drawn to a close. It did 4 minutes ago, but who's counting? And we thought that each day we'd just kind of have our favourite verse from that. Leonard Lowe, don't be... Tell Lou I'll be there at breakfast.
Great.
There you go, Leonard. Thanks, everyone, Leonard will be at breakfast.
You're a top leader.
Thank you, Leonard. We appreciate that. The Bible verse of the day, I think it's a good thing to do. It's kind of reiterating something that Jared talked a lot about in the session. And we picked Exodus 1, verse 7, which is, "But the Israelites were exceedingly fruitful. They multiplied greatly, increased in numbers, and became so numerous that the land was filled with them." I think that's really important, because it really truly highlights God's absolute faithfulness, and that he was keeping true to the promise that had been made to Abraham. And while we didn't see the other promises coming true quite then, it shows that God was already faithful to the Israelites, his people, and then he had great plans for them, and he was going to be faithful to them, which we'll hear more about as the story goes on, as Jared brings more to us as well.
Very excited.
So, Lou, night one, how do you think we went?
I think we did pretty well.
You're pretty well? You're feeling confident?
I'm feeling confident. Okay. I was a bit nervous before, but hopefully people have actually been listening, because that would be awkward.
Very good.
We've been on the air for half an hour and no one said anything.
There are signs of life.
Brad and Dean.
Yeah, so just...
Thanks, guys.
My family and some chaplains. so just make sure you come and see the suggestions box. It's on the radio show table. It's got Angry Birds, because I thought that was relevant to people that aren't my age. I wasn't sure. No one knew what Gummy Bears was, which is really sad. So come and put suggestions in the box. We've got the lolly jar. Shout outs. Come and say hi to us. We'd love to talk to you. We might
song
even.
Song requests if you want.
Song requests are good as well, as long as they're appropriate. I have a very strong stance on the appropriate songs. So thank you so much for listening, everybody. We hope you have a great sleep. Make sure that you're all in bed by now. You should all be in bed by now. Showered, teeth brushed, whatever you do before you go to bed. Hopefully, our cabins are ready to go when we get there.
I haven't heard anything.
I'm probably going to make a lot of noise. Thanks everyone for listening. We will see you tomorrow. And we're just going to close with a song. I realize there's a duck theme, but just to send you off to sleep so nicely, we'll just play a bit of Barbra Streisand by Duck Sauce. So we'll see you guys tomorrow.
Good night.
There's the song.
I'm supposed to have played it by now.
Oh, good. It's gone well.